no reception. Well, we wanted to get away from everything for a few days. I guess we succeeded. So, no tow truck, and I doubt we're going to see anyone else on the road tonight who could help. I don't think we've seen more than 10 other cars on the road since lunch. Oh, hey, baby, it's okay. I know I sound like a grouch. Yeah, something's busted, but the car hasn't exploded, right? That last little town was, what, 6 miles back? 7? So we'll sleep in the car tonight, and I'll hike back in the morning. I think that last gas station we passed had a garage attached, which means a mechanic, which means a tow. And if I'm wrong, and they can't come get us, I'm sure they'll know somebody who can. No, this isn't how I wanted to start our vacation either, but it's an adventure, right? Spending the night in the car is kinda like camping. I know the road isn't exactly gorgeous scenery, but I don't think that's a good idea. For all we know, this road runs through private property or something. With the kind of luck we're having today, we'd end up arrested for trespassing. If the cops stumble across us in the middle of the night, I would rather be in the car than in a tent on the side of the road. Yeah, you can have the back seat. I don't mind curling up in the front. Hey, you can make fun of my daintiness all you like. There are times when it really comes in handy. I can dart through crowds like a pickpocket. I never hit my head on low doorways, and even the most cramped airplane seating doesn't bother me one bit. So you stretch out in the back, and I will sleep up here. We should get our pillows out of the trunk, though. I don't think it's going to be cold enough tonight to need the sleeping bags, at least if we're not sleeping on the ground. But the pillows would be nice. What are we gonna do? I told you, baby, I'm gonna head back to town in the morning. Oh, you meant right now. Okay, well, there's still some light left. I was gonna read before it's too dark to. Yes, dear, I brought a book. Did you really think it was gonna be all hiking and making love? Pfft, of course you did. What did you think I was gonna do when I woke up before you every morning? Masturbate? No. Come on, if I'm going for maximum orgasms in a single vacation, then why wouldn't I just wake you up too and let you play with me? You know that's so much better than flying solo. Oh, is that what you want to do then? You're not worried that someone will, interrupt us? We are just sitting on the side of the road, and it's not quite dark yet. No, I suppose that's not a very good objection when I just said a few minutes ago that no one's likely to find us tonight. But if they did, you know that's when it would be. When we're both half-dressed and writhing together in the back seat. All right, you win. I'm coming back there. Book? What book? I didn't bring any books with me. I don't think I've done this in a car in practically forever. High school. Oh, what was his name? Penny Bishop? Was it Bradley? Oh, something that started with a B. No, I don't even remember what he looked like. But he had really big hands. Oh, he was nice enough, I guess. But I was still trying to convince myself that I liked guys. When I would have much rather been in the back seat with my friend Diana. Or Michelle. she was cute too. Ah, yeah, right there. Oh, you know I love that spot. Or maybe Michelle's older sister Renee. Oh, you get the idea. Actually, Renee looked a bit like you. Well, a younger version. That was a long time ago. Oh, seriously, you're not jealous. Don't pout. I'm not in Renee's rusted old beetle, am I? Actually, go ahead and pout if you want. It just makes me want to nibble on that lovely lower lip of yours sticking out like that. Psst, don't laugh at me. It's really hard to unbutton your shirt while I'm still kissing you. Fumble fingers my ass. You like these fingers just fine. Don't pretend you don't. Besides, zippers are so much easier. You're so wet already. Is this what you want? I am anxious to prove that I'm not a complete klutz. And I think finger-fucking you to a blissful orgasm should do it. No? Alright, I'm game, but, positioning might be a little tricky. Let me think about it for a second while you get out of those jeans. I know they make your ass look great, but right now I would rather see your skin. What about... No, never mind, that won't work. Wait, I got it. Move over for a second. Okay, so I'll sit on the floor of the back seat in the center like this, and you just kneel over me with your knees on the seat on either side of my head. Yeah, like that. And loop your arms around the front seat headrest like that for balance. Okay, you think you can manage that for a little while? No, it's not going to be easy on your thighs, but I promise I'll try to be quick. That's a pretty sight. Your pussy, right there in front of me. Who needs waterfalls and wildflowers when your petals are dripping wet? Well, oh, that's right, baby girl. Don't be shy. Go on and ride my tongue. Oh, be as loud as you like. There's no one here to hear you but me. Come on, we're all alone in the middle of nowhere, and I've got my face buried in your sweet cunt, so scream if you want to. Not ready to scream yet? What if I get my fingers back in there? My tongue circling your clit while you ride my hand? Will that do it? Yeah. Yeah, fuck yourself on my hand, baby girl. I want to feel your pussy crushing my fingers when you come. I want to drown in your juices. Come on. Are you close now? I can feel it. Come on, baby. Come for me. Come for me. Okay, yeah. Get down. Here, just straddle me. Ooh, your legs are shaking. I hope that wasn't too much of a strain. I just didn't think there was enough room for me to lie on the seat and still have you sit on my face. Plenty of room in the tent, though, later. Plenty of room for lots of things, I imagine. Are we even gonna end up hiking at all?